This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Welcome to Carousel Radio. Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Claire.
Hello, I'm Fran.
In this show, we have got stories and poems from Sandcastle Ward, Anthony Cat, and Johnny Shapter.
We've also got Charlie Hatton telling us about his ambition to become a voice artist.
And new music from the Carousel House Band. And finally, the first in a mini-series about learners with a love of music at the John Dewey Independent Specialist College in Wood Green, a college for young adults with learning disabilities.
Welcome to the show!
Radio!
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio. Welcome to Charlie Hatton's Land of Stories. Doing voiceover has always been my lifelong dream. Recently, I went to a voiceover masterclass in London, and needless to say, it was an all-new experience for me. And who better to help me do the voiceovers than Mr. Gary Terzer, the one who did Central ITV and Channel 4 back in the 80s. Ever since I was a young boy watching kiddie cartoons on the television like Thomas the Tank Engine, Bob the Builder, Post Pat, Sesame Street, I thought to myself, how do all those people give all those voices to every character? And I truly was, enthralled by how they did it. And when I got there, it had all the appropriate voiceover equipment, microphones, lots of buttons and knobs to control the voice. It looked like some sort of underground studio, like some sort of Bond-esque secret bunker. And I had to do voice exercises and work on my vowel sounds, like apata, ipata, upata, epata, and so on. We worked on three. A story about Aladdin's lamp and how we can discover it.
It is a curious fact that since the death of the late lamented Aladdin, nothing seemed to have been heard of his wonderful lamp. Students of ancient lore have been able, after patient research, to reconstruct a detailed portrait of his mysterious young character. And yet the whereabouts of his magical lamp remain unknown. I decided, therefore, that in order to satisfy my mounting curiosity, I would need to embark on a great Arabian adventure. First, though, I needed travelling companions. My friend Sarah was an oceanographer, and I knew she would be excited about an escapade into the unknown. I also called an old acquaintance, Bradley Summerhill, who could, allegedly, fight off dragons and serpents with one hand. To complete the entourage, I enlisted the help of Mohammed, who I have met at Oxford. His knowledge of ancient manuscripts was second to none. It would be a magical journey in search of one of those great mysteries of antiquity.
An advert for a health and safety piece for children.
This is Megan, and this is Thomas. They know that school bus safety starts with them every morning and every afternoon.
And also, a video game where I play the hero, the narrator, the villain, and the villain's henchman.
There's a problem. Hey, boss!
What is it, Triton?
There's a problem lower down in the tower, boss.
Could you be a little more specific?
Or do I have to eat you like my last Triton?
Eat me, sure. You're really gonna do that? I don't believe you.
I will. Just get on with it.
Okay, we got superheroes in the tower.
Superheroes? Are you sure?
At that point,
Four lycra-clad superheroes burst through the door. Stop your evil ways, Triton and Triton's boss. We are superheroes and we've come to save the universe. Get out! With that, a terrible battle ensues. Use your game console to determine the outcome. Do not hold back, otherwise we may all be doomed!
I felt very grateful and very proud that I did something new, did something worthwhile, and it really pushed me beyond my boundaries, out of my comfort zone, and gave me a chance to do voiceover. In my mind, I could sum it up in all one word, result.
I'm Yassine Zelstein stroke MC Silvercat. Was born in city, used to country and city, writes about self, family, space, sci-fi, today, characters. Writes as much as possible because time can be short. Yassine Zelstein is also Silvercat, does performance and recording, spoken word with electronic music, film and art. Likes cats, does not like bigots, 51 and Asperger's.
Hi, this is Amphi Cat, Yassine Zelstein and Tim Martin, and these are our tracks. Shocking old mare. Go home, old mare, they like to declare. Drop your hemline, you tart around town. Saw you in your dressing gown. Hide from the splinter of my butchery. My youth a cadaver as we shout and scream. Malicious dagger. One foot in the grave, one in polyester. You better behave, you'll never get laid. Look at me. I'm young and I'm around town. Quite malodorous, swilling the pig. She ended with this. I'll eat anything for here, even dog poop. Shock till you drop, not the pressure, grow old in infamy. More they savage you, others might ravish you. You failed the nun test early, so get on with it, get on with getting on. People, discriminate, more haste, less time. That's it. Transmissions from Amphica over and out.
This song is by the Carousel House Band and it is called Lockdown Cheer Up.
While this goes on, being sad, it's been a long time.
Everyone needs a cheer up. Once in a while, feeling some comfort, having fun in lockdown,
Skyping, video calling friends and family.
Pity, it does.
nonsense.
Bake off with Grandma.
Was Lockdown Cheer Up. The Carousel House Band wrote this song about their feelings and experiences during lockdown in the summer of 2020. The song was written and recorded remotely during a project facilitated by carousel.org.uk. If you would like to hear more from the Carousel House Band, check our podcast about them from July 2020. You can find this by looking up Carousel Radio on Apple Podcasts, Podomatic, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Carousel Radio!
Here's a new story from Johnny Shapka.
I was asked to make a few opinionated views on my political views. I hope Donald Trump loses in the next election. He's getting worse. Now he's on medication against the coronavirus, and he was advised not to even take it as it is an anti-malaria drug. I think he's going nuts. Also, I think he is a narcissist. In English politics, I cannot think of too much to say, but I think Boris Johnson, he completely ruined my birthday. I had to cancel all my holidays and outings, and completely ruined my summer by canceling swimming. There is no swimming in Brighton, at least for the last 6 months, due to the coronavirus. Thank you, and be well.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
I'm Fran, and this is the Carousel News. Carousel's Club Night, the Blue Camel Club, is back. Yes. And to get us all up and dancing, we are running a series of dance warm-ups led by our friends at Parable Dance. Each week, dancers will demonstrate a new routine for you to try out and help you to get ready for the Blue Camel Club Zoom dance party in December. The warm-ups will be held on Carousel Zoom each Monday in November at 7 p.m. To find out how to take part in the next warm-up, visit Carousel's Facebook page at facebook.com/carouselartuk. For the main Blue Camel Club, join us on Zoom on Monday 14th December from 7:30 until 9:30, when we will be squeezing all the usual club fun and excitement into a 2-hour dance party. For the link, visit facebook.com/carouselartuk. Are you a musician, DJ or producer with a learning disability? Have you been missing being able to make music with other musicians? Carousel is inviting 12 musicians aged 16 to 25 to join Remote Controllers, a new network of musicians experimenting with ways to work together over the internet to create original music using a mix of traditional instruments and digital technology. Sessions will run from January 2021 until June 2021, with taster sessions running this autumn. To get involved, call this number now. The number is 01273 234 734. I repeat, 01273 234 734. The Purple Clubhouse are doing a live stream DJ set once per month on a Friday. It is an event run by people with learning disabilities and Autism as part of the Grace Foundation. You can listen in by visiting www.mixcloud.com/geambassadors. The next show is Friday 13th November at 7:30 till 8:30 with DJ Ross the Boss, who will be mixing pop and dance music. For more details, visit the events page on Grace Air Facebook. On Friday 13th November from 7 p.m, Sam Castle Ward will be holding a streaming gig where you can see him perform with a band, hear him read some of his poetry, and watch his new music video. To join Sam's gig, visit www.heartandsoul.co.uk on Friday 13th November from 7 p.m.
This is Sam Castle Ward, and you're listening to Carousel Radio.
In Your World, poems by Sam Castell Ward.
I'm from a world where people shout and can't hear me. I'm from a land where people play their sounds regardless. I am made of parts that feel the pain and think about it. I'm made of thoughts that fill me and display a mess that's been made. I have found conflict between what I found. I had found a difference depending where I search. I have found there's more the further around I look. I have lost perspective on how things made me feel. I have lost all I thought I knew of people. I have lost all where I didn't feel discomfort.
I am Davin.
Hello, Carousel Radio. All these days at the COVID-19, I don't like staying in the house at the moment. We go out to woodwork, do exercise. I go to recycling and everything and doing all the hard work. And I see you soon. I'll tell you some very bad jokes as well. Okay, and I'll see you very, very soon.
The learners at the John Dewey Independent Specialist College in Wood Green, London, have been sending us their music recordings. Music teacher Stefano De Silva has come across some students with a real love and connection with music. Joanna Elenova loves to sing Bulgarian folk music. Joanna is 20 years old and she's in her second year at the college. She also gave us a bit of Aha and Beyonce too.
Toiko lam neste da poraste, neste ima rosa bistrani, sergiste do pobeti, morkovce to vika eva.
And goodbye.
Who's your favourite singer?
To the left, to the left.
Oh, Beyonce.
She's good.
She's good, okay.
To the left, to the left.
What about Aha? Do you like them?
Aha.
What song do you like?
Take on me, by
Alpha,
please.
Take on me, wow.
We go.
What do you want to achieve with music? Do you want to play some concerts? Do you want to sing to people in some clubs? Would you like
clubs.
To
play
that? Clubs. Would you like to sing to
people? In drums.
Drums. Well, yeah, maybe with a drummer. So would you like to sing with a band?
Yeah, the band.
That, yeah, someone playing drums.
Dum 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 dum.
Yeah, dum
yeah.
Dum.
Wheels on a bus in Bulgarian, please.
Bulgarian wheels on a bus.
But on the buses, Urina, Wojemina, Wojemina. But on the buses, Wojemina, Ojemina.
Yosie, does singing make you happy?
Happy.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh,
it's
that's
the happy
cool.
And get on with cock your hands. It's the happy and get on with cock your hands. It's the happy I get on me that you really want to show. The happy I get on me, cock your hands.
It's almost the end of the show. Thank you to Stefano, Matt and Joanna from the John Dewey Independent Socialist College. And all of our poets, musicians and storytellers.
Thanks to Sam and to Carousel House Band.
Until next time, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Goodbye everyone.
Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Our aim is to promote the work of talented, learning, disabled writers and musicians.
We need your help, the listener, to keep this important and exciting project going. We need your feedback on the show to help with our funding.
Please tell us what you think on social media. Search Carousel Art UK on Twitter and Facebook and leave a comment. Or email us at radio@carousel.org.uk.
Radio@carousel.org.uk.
please subscribe to our podcast. Search Carousel Radio on iTunes and give us a rating and a comment. Thank you.